This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening. This is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West. This is the PM 40 update for Monday, the 30th of April, 2018. The PM 40 closed down again today for the eighth consecutive trading day at 4,070, down 52 points from Friday's close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 38-0 margin. We'll highlight the winners and the losers right after these messages.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Paparitalo Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Paparitalo's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Paparitalo, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Paparitalo for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
And we're back. There were no gaining stocks today among the PM40 companies. Today's biggest decliner was Orchid's Paper Products, which closed at $6.11, down 7.5%. Sappi also lost, closing down 4% at $6.40. Other losers today were Boise Cascade, WestRock, and Louisiana Pacific. In today's headlines, the Georgia-Pacific Mill in Augusta, Georgia will be closing. Resolute Forest Products will invest $13 million in its wood products facility in Quebec, Canada. Huhtamäki has acquired the majority of an Australian food service packaging distributor. UPM will rebuild paper machine number 2 at its Nordland mill in Dorpen, Germany. Huhtamäki has sold its confectionery trademark portfolio to Highlander Partners. Tetra Pak will develop paper straws for its portion-sized carton packages. Associated Kiln Dryers completes the purchase of Yarram Sawmill in Victoria, Australia. UPM will invest 33 million euro to boost its glassine paper capacity at its Changshu mill in China. And a FedEx survey shows that millennials and small business owners favor professionally printed materials. For more on these and other stories, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then remember to listen to the PM 40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at ipulpradio.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on iPulpRadio.com for the latest PM40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.